in the
Kentucky. They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Almost like you're there, isn't
it's
it,
all
Emily?
All the fanfare. I love it.
Have you ever been to the Kentucky? Do you know about the Kentucky Derby?
I definitely know. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say I know more about the fashion of the Kentucky Derby.
You mean the hats?
The hats, the yes. full attire, the, you know, people get really excited to dress up, and it's a good time. It's a really different style than you normally see.
Well, we've just heard the call to the post. And we heard the crowd roar in the background of the Kentucky Derby. But there's nothing quite like talking with someone who is right there in Louisville, Kentucky this morning. And we're pleased to welcome Mark Salmon, the general manager of the very famous Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. Good morning, Mark.
Glad to be here. Good morning.
Nice to talk with you. Please say hello to my co-host, Emily Lamb.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Nice to have you.
So, Mark, you've been all over talking about the most famous sandwich in Kentucky history, the famous Hot Brown, which I'm sure there will be thousands of them served both in restaurants and in home derby parties this weekend. Talk about why it's such an important part of the Brown Hotel history.
You know, it's a sandwich that we've been serving for 100 years. We debuted it in 1926. It's a hot open-faced turkey sandwich with this warm, bubbly Mornay sauce topped with bacon. And it's part of the fiber of our culture here in Louisville because it's not a sandwich you could eat driving a car. It's not something you get out of a window. It's something, just like our signature spirit, it's something that's meant to be shared and enjoyed and over a great conversation.
So who invented the sandwich? Is there one person credited with it?
There is. Our original chef, Fred Schmidt. Back in 1926, we used to host these dances here until all hours of the morning. And when the band would go on break, the guests would descend upon the restaurant looking for a bite to eat. The common thing to order in 1926 was ham and eggs. So you have this incredibly well-trained chef making ham and eggs and getting tired of that. So he invented the hot brown, this delicious hot open-faced sandwich. It's warm, it's bubbly, and immediately became a sensation. And the beauty part of it is, while it was invented as a hangover remedy, it works for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
So as times have changed and ingredients and techniques have changed over the past 100 years, has the sandwich changed?
Absolutely not. We can't.
So it has not, it proudly not kept up with the times.
Proudly not kept up with the times because it's got to be the same. You know, our Kentucky Derby guests come back every year. It's got to be the same. It's got to be the same for people that had it 30, 40 years ago. When they come into the hotel, they've got to have a hot brown, and it's got to be the same. Every time I interview a chef, I tell them you can do a lot of very creative things around here, but you can't mess with the hot brown.
And can you still get one at 2 a.m.? Because wasn't that when it was served? Was kind of late night?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we serve them until midnight now.
But, pretty good.
That's pretty good. Build us the sandwich starting from the bread up. Okay, Mark?
Absolutely. We're going to start with, we're going to put it in a ceramic skillet. Then the first layer is Texas toast with the crust trimmed off. Next, we're going to add 7 ounces of hand-carved turkey breast. That's one of the things that makes ours a little bit different than people who cut corners may use deli turkey. We roast turkeys every day, and it's 7 ounces of hand-carved turkey breast. Next, we're going to have a Mornay sauce, which is a roux, butter, flour, heavy cream. We're going to make it a Mornay by adding Pecorino Romano cheese. It's a derivative of bechamel for your foodie guests there. We're going to put that on next. We're going to add 2 slices of applewood smoked bacon, four wedges of tomato in the four in the corners to add a little acidity to the dish. We're going to garnish it with a little paprika and parsley and a little loose Parmesan cheese. We're going to put it in the oven. It's going to come out warm and bubbly and go right to the table.
I'm hungry. Now I want one.
Absolutely. I mean, that sounds like a sandwich you would have, and you'd go out and work the fields for
right.
10 hours.
Just
a lot of calories.
Yeah, fortunately in Kentucky, we don't have to list calories on the menu.
Oh, wow. Very different than here. Yes,
it's not the low-cal.
Right, right.
Yeah, for the diet.
It's not the low-cal, low-carb option, but it's definitely something to be enjoyed and to be shared.
That's wonderful. I've been reading online about all the different morphing that goes on mm-hmm. with the sandwiches, empanadas,
absolutely.
And then people are using split biscuits. And it's going places where Chef Schmidt never thought it would go back in 19.
Oh, absolutely not. It was really fun. I got to meet his grandson once. He was traveling through Louisville. He was from St. Louis. Had heard that his grandfather invented something famous and wandered into the Brown Hotel. He really had no idea how popular this item was.
The grandson of Chef Schmidt, you got a chance to meet. Oh, that's marvelous lineage. I didn't know
he wandered in, sat at the bar.
Oh, how fun.
I didn't know there was something called a hot brown week in Louisville.
There is a hot brown week here in Louisville where all the local restaurants showcase their versions of it. We have some versions ourselves. There's a hot brown dip that's really popular at our bar. We've done a flatbread. We've done several different versions. We've done hot brown fries, which would almost resemble poutine in a way. Mm. We've done a lot of different versions for our guests. We've done the empanadas, the wontons. We serve mini ones at cocktail hours. So we're part of that too.
How many do you think you serve in a day?
On a busy day, upwards of over 100.
Wow.
We never get tired of roasting turkeys around here.
Wow. And is the spike during the Derby weekend?
Of course. We sell a lot of them Derby weekend. But really throughout the year, it's kind of a Louisville bucket list thing to do.
Right.
You got to go on a great distillery tour. You got to go to the Louisville Slugger Museum. You have to go to Churchill Downs. And you have to have a hot brown.
I see where the state capital, Frankfort, hosts an annual springtime Kentucky Hot Brown Trail Week.
They do as well. And it's all over the state. We've heard stories about someone once found one in a restaurant in France. It kind of pops up everywhere once in a while.
It's international. We have a friend that visited an Arabic country, where, as you know, a lot of Arabic trillionaires own horses that are entered into the Derby.
Sure.
And he went to a restaurant at the top of a penthouse, and on the menu was a hot brown sandwich.
My goodness.
Yeah.
There may have been a chef there that was trained in Louisville.
Right.
Well, that's very, very
you never
possible.
Know.
And I'm sure you're working, so you won't be attending the Derby today?
Unfortunately, I am one of the few people in Louisville, Kentucky that doesn't get out to the track this week, but I will be there next week.
Nice.
And what's going on next week?
Oh, the spring meet is still going on, so the horses will still be running.
Okay. This is really very exciting to talk with you. We have a long history of my family. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. My parents had their wedding reception at the Brown Hotel in the 1940s.
Amazing.
I had high school events there, junior proms, and all kinds of things. So this is a sandwich that's really near and dear to my stomach.
Absolutely.
Well,
we'd love to hear those stories.
Been great to talk to an actual hot brown historian like yourself, Mark.
My pleasure. And
I know you're busy today, and thank you for taking time to share your love and enthusiasm for a sandwich that will endure long after we're gone.
I sincerely believe it will. And thank you so much. It was great to speak with both of you.
Thank you.
And by the way, do you have any money riding on the Derby?
A little bit. The odds changed a bit this morning.
Yes.
There's a scratch.
Yes.
A lot of people think Renegade may prove a lot of naysayers wrong by coming out of that first position and winning. So there's a possibility there.
Okay. Well, I'll be keeping my fingers crossed that your bank account's not too depleted at the end of the day.
I'll be back at work. At work tomorrow.
Wonderful talking with you, Mark.
It's my pleasure.
Our pleasure. Great talking to you. Take care. We'll be right back. Emily Ashlam, Steve Garner in the KSRO Derby Kitchen this morning.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local Diamond Certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
We use Stan in Cabinets 101 for a new cabinet in our kitchen, and he perfectly matched the cabinets that were already there. Now we're remodeling our bathrooms, and Stan provided us with the cabinets, counters, and sinks. One counter wasn't exactly right, and Stan's immediate response was, "Bring it in, and I'll give you what you want. No questions asked." We could not be more satisfied with the customer service and the products from Cabinets 101.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
Thinking about starting weight loss treatment? GoodRx is here to help. We offer FDA-approved GLP-1 medications prescribed by licensed providers, including the Wegovy tablet, with straightforward pricing and pickup at your local pharmacy or delivery to your door. All from America's number one prescription app. Go to GoodRx.com/weightloss to get started. GoodRx is not insurance. Cancel anytime. Number one prescription app ranked by a third-party study.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
Hey, Sonoma County, George Adair here with Cross Country Mortgage, online at georgeadair.com. The real estate market is heating back up, and mortgage rates are finally coming down off their peaks, creating a window of opportunity you don't want to miss. Whether you're looking to refinance, tap into home equity, or buy your next property, we've got you covered. Get started at georgeadair.com. From conventional loans to alternative income options, I'll help you find the right fit for your home purchase or refinance goals. The market is shifting. Smart moves now can pay off big later. Let's build your strategy with a free, personalized consultation. Schedule a one-on-one meeting or call online at georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com. Let's get you started.
GeorgeADAIR.com. Cross Country Mortgage NMLS 3029 and GeorgeAdair NMLS number 245370. Licensing info at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
We'll be right back.
in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam, and we attended a fabulous event last October in Sebastopol.
Really fun.
That was like blew our minds.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
It was cool. It was really fun.
It was sponsored by the Asian American Pacific Islander Coalition of North Bay.
Woo.
I got that a lot I'm a professional broadcaster. And Lisa Shung Johnson Foster is the director of development, who's sitting with us for this next 40 minutes. Thanks for coming in, first of all.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this event that you did last fall was your first ever, and you said it was a little scary.
It was. We didn't know if there would be interest in experiencing the AAPI cuisine, music, and art in our county. We had just never seen that before like this. But people came, and it was not only great for those who identify as AAPI, but it was an opportunity for everybody who wanted to see what it was about.
Right.
And what was the name of that festival? The Moon? Something?
Many Moons Festival.
Moons
and
Festival.
And it is returning this year, October 3rd.
Well, you have to be back. Come back in October.
Thank you. We would love to.
But this festival, boy, this is taking it up a notch again.
I would say the Lanterns and Vines Gala is a more intimate version of the Many Moons Festival. Mm. So if you liked that, what that was about, this is your opportunity to come and experience even higher level chefs.
Right.
You're meeting Martin Yan of Yan Can Cook.
Right.
And really getting to know our vintners. We're only having two and a sake company so that you can get to know an Asian brand.
Oh, right? Very cool.
That's very exciting. And Martin will be joining us later on in the show.
Yeah.
And it's been... 2014 was the last time that Martin actually was in the studio with me. He won't be able to join us in studio, but we'll be chatting with him via telephone. So how is this? Walk us through the event. How is it going to unfold? It's going to be at the Friedman Center here in Santa Rosa.
So this whole thing kind of came about because, so I was raised here in the States, but my family is from Taiwan. Mm. And so we spent a lot of time in night markets growing up.
Okay.
And I just haven't really seen anything like that here. And I thought, what a cool setting to bring that to Sonoma County. So at the Friedman Center, they have this beautiful outdoor, area that you can come in. The lanterns will be lit. Mm. You'll have a welcome bite. We have market stall games for you to play. Because in these night markets, it's not just about food. There's a little fun and maybe a little almost like gambling in it.
So when you hear gala, though, I picture fancy, like, you know, that you're getting dressed up. And is that the vibe here? Because then there's games and other things. And
we're saying night market chic. So it's not your normal seated gala.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can dress up fancy and stay in your place the whole time. But we do want you to have the experience of, you know, quote unquote, shopping at the market. So you get tokens to choose your food and wine pairings.
Oh, how fun.
So I'm telling people dress, you know, to impress, but also wear comfortable shoes because you will be perusing.
You'll be moving around.
Yeah, all night.
So there'll be food stations? Is that how it's going to work out?
So we have seven people that will have market stalls. Mm-hmm. And you have food and wine tastings at each one, and you're choosing to spend your tokens there.
Mm. Oh, fun.
We will seat you at a table so that you can taste dessert. And so we're luring you to sit down and join us, listen to Senator Christopher Cabaldon, who is California's first Filipino-American senator.
Oh, very cool.
Joining us for the night as well. But, you know, if someone's enticing me with dessert from Amanda Huang, formerly of Farmhouse Inn and French Laundry, you know, I'm there.
I'll sit for that.
Yes.
And music, too, I'm assuming?
We have a DJ playing.
Cool.
He's Filipino descent as well. I mean, we're really trying to give you an authentic experience. So after, we have a little bit of a live auction. Listen to Martin Yan, Senator Cabaldon. There will be dancing as well as the opportunity to play our red envelope wall.
Mm. What's that?
So... we're giving people the opportunity to support APIC more and our work. And so you can play this wall and see what kind of prize you can win.
Hmm. That sounds fun.
Everyone
likes prizes.
Gambling element I'm behind.
You may want to play more than once, yes.
Okay.
So there are some fun things.
So would you talk a little bit about some of the culinary talent that's going to be appearing? Who's going to be cooking at the event?
Yes, we have so many great local chefs. If you've been to any of the Sea Thai noodle restaurants, Chef Tony O will be there, and we're so excited. He has a really fun dish to share. We're keeping that under wraps for now.
Secret dish. exciting.
If you guys have heard of Dot Wine, they're one of our vintners. Lise Asimont is just amazing. She had a dinner last year called a Kabayan Feast, which is like a Filipino family style dinner. And her chef from that Sil Mislang of San Francisco's Mestiza, if you've heard of that restaurant, she also was the chef for Miyoko's Creamery.
Oh, sure.
So she's doing a dish for us. We have Sake House, which is an up-and-coming Japanese catering company. Mm-hmm. Actually, catering, and they're doing ethnic events to kind of like interact with for all ages as well. They're also being featured with Shimizu Sake Company.
Oh, sake. Good.
And they're debuting a new drink that night.
Oh, is it also under wraps?
It is.
So many secret, exciting things.
So far we have Chef Tony of Sea Ties. Well, that takes care of Thailand. And then we have the Momo Man.
Yes.
Who's Nepalese?
Yes, Nepalese and Himalayan cuisine. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to have representation, especially because the Nepalese are the largest growing AAPI population in Sonoma County.
Interesting.
So I think it's really cool that we have an opportunity for you to taste their food. Right. They're doing, I don't know if you've heard of a momos, but it's a Nepalese dumpling, but a spin on it. So this is something that I think is very traditional for a lot of Nepalese, but we here in Sonoma County may not be familiar with it. So
we've taken care of Nepal. We've taken care of Thailand. We have the Sake House from Japan, and then we have Momo Man, and we have Philippines.
Yes, that's what Chef Sil is doing.
It's okay. And then Taiwan, Vietnam, do we have someone else?
So Amanda Huang, who is doing the pastry for us for that night, she will be representing Taiwanese and Vietnamese cuisine, as well as a potential surprise or two featuring Pan-Asian flavors.
And so we don't know exactly what dishes they're doing, but they will be doing something exciting, correct?
Yes, she has actually a myriad up her sleeve for people to try that night.
And then do we have Korea represented also?
We do. Actually, one of our surprise bites that we're telling people is just an extra bonus is from a new up-and-coming kimbap producer. And it consists of a bunch of actually Marin and San Francisco Korean chefs. So you'll have to come and see what it's all about.
Wow.
And then a little later in the show, we'll be talking to Michelle Wood.
Yes. And she's doing two awesome dishes that represent very authentic Cantonese street food. Super excited.
I'm full already.
I was going to say, you're going to have to go hungry for sure.
Well, why don't we take a break, because I'm thirsty also.
Good.
And I think
someone
has just arrived which can quench my thirst.
Yes.
Emily Ash Lamb and me, Steve Garner, in the Chaos Hardo Kitchen. It's America's longest running radio food show, 38 years and counting. And we're welcoming today Lanterns and Vines, which is happening next Saturday at the Friedman Center. Not next yet. It's May 16th.
Yes.
May 16th. At the Friedman Center from 5:30 till 10. You'll definitely want to go to the website and get tickets for this, featuring Super Chef Martin Yan. Back after this with an inspiring tale of a winemaker that I'm not familiar with, but
you will
I'm
be
excited to meet her in just a couple minutes.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt, the guy who makes your car look so dusty and dull. Do me a favor, please steer clear of the Three Love car washes in Santa Rosa and the new location in Rohnert Park at 6258 Redwood Drive, north of the expressway. With their next level washing technology, free vacuums, and convenient unlimited wash packages, it's obvious Love Car Wash has a problem with me. Covering your ride in dusty filth is a tough job, and a visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting-edge protectants like Graphene and Ceramic Extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job?
Check out Love Car Wash monthly packages. Right now, get the first month for 50% off. More info at luvcarwash.com.
The name is Love, so where's the love for Dirt Love Car Wash? Where's the love?
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? help people in need, or stand on the sidelines watching. Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for. Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same. My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard, and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
KSRO welcomes The Real Change with Jeff Gilman from the Redwood Gospel Mission. On the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month at noon, Jeff and his guests explore the realities of homelessness, breaking down stigma, understanding the paths that lead there, and inspiring our community to get involved and be part of the solution. The Real Change with Redwood Gospel Mission on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at noon on KSRO.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
I'm KSRO's Danny Wright with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Expect a cool and mostly cloudy start to the morning, patchy fog and temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s. Clouds gradually thinning in the late morning, a little sunshine here and there, with highs to reach the mid to upper 60s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. From FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
In the KSRO Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb, and a wonderful program today with members of the Asian American Pacific Islander Coalition of North Bay. The big event, Lanterns and Vines, happening May 16th at the Friedman Center here in Santa Rosa. You've probably not heard much about it, but we're here to tell you it's something you definitely need to consider checking out. We're excited to meet a new winemaker. And Lisa, why don't you introduce her to our listeners this morning?
Thank you so much. So we have Yvonne Sue in the station with us today. She is the woman behind Appalachians Cellar. If you haven't seen her on social media, she's Queen of Zinfandel. And the title serves her correctly.
And welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
And you have many, many honors. And Lisa, you were telling us off the air that Yvonne is traveling a lot representing Chinese winemakers around the country. Is that part of what you do? You're like an ambassador.
Yes. I have been very honored to be selected by USDA from 2019 to represent as American products, of course, in the wine industry. And also, we have been representing amazing California wines in different countries, including China, areas like Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, And we are also talking to Taiwan and more Southeast countries in Asia.
But also, I'm reading from your bio, you're the first and only Asian woman recognized by the U.S. National Women Wine Day as winemaker and winery owner. And this is something, you were the first Chinese winemaker invited by Napa Valley to pour her wine at the festival Napa Valley to a global Napa wine lovers. Congratulations for that, too.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy that being the pioneer Chinese winemaker in Napa Valley that is recognized by the mainstream, and that is also voicing us in this industry. And this is very important because many years ago, the Chinese hands become the main laborers for a lot of wineries as cave, as vineyard growers. I would use the correct word, maybe vineyard workers, not growers, back in those days. And now we change the history. We update the history in the new generation as authorship, as winemaker, as owners, and we make great wine, and we want people to taste our wine.
That's wonderful. What did you bring today for us to toast to your success?
Oh, wow. This is a wonderful sounding brown. Under the name Edelweiss. Edelweiss is my daughter. She just turned 11 years old. Oh.
Your daughter's name is Edelweiss?
Yes.
Oh, how beautiful.
What a beautiful name.
I know. Yeah, everybody heard her name. It's like, oh, is it under a song?
Right?
No. Yeah. Edelweiss.
It sure is. Edelweiss. Yes, that's what we sang for her on her birthday.
Aww.
Yep, and this is a concrete egg aged summer brown, and the fruit is from Port Wiley, the mountain top. And I am also a wine educator. I always, you know, share that we have mountains, we have coast. The wind from the mountain is very different from the wind from the coast. And with the coast, we like Chardonnay. With the mountain, we light a wind for Sauvignon Blanc. And this is very special concrete egg aged Sauvignon Blanc 2025. We just bought it in February, but it has been very popular, and I have to share today.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. Where can people taste your wines?
Well, we do a lot of events. We're updating our website to be more membership-oriented. And we have been hosting a lot of great events, just like the gala for AAPIC, that people can taste our wine and become our members. Yes.
Wonderful.
So this wine, where do we purchase this wine?
Well, right after our website to be launched very soon, people can get from our website.
Okay, direct from your website.
Yes.
And do you export a lot of wines to Asia, to China, to Korea, to other places?
Yes, yes. Well, when I started, I always call it a good mistake because I moved from New York City 15 years ago. Wanting to change my lifestyle to be an attorney, I entered Empire College School
of Law.
Yeah, law school, yes.
Something a little different.
Yes, something very different. But that actually really benefited me in the wine industry because, you know, in this industry, it's a lot of compliance, a lot of regulations.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
sure.
I save a lot of money by doing documents, you know, myself. Yeah, that is the benefit out of it. And my friends came visit, and we have dinner, you know, have fun, have wine. And one of them was my high school best friend. And he asked me, well, we couldn't taste such good wines in Hong Kong and China. And he is a second generation, you know, very wealthy ownership child. And if he say that, you know, and he told me there must be opportunity, and he asked me to take a look.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how I started to explore the wine industry, yes.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Emily Ash Lamb, Steve Garner, and special guests today in the KSRO kitchen, Elisa Shung Johnson Foster, who's the Director of Development for the Asian American Pacific Islander Coalition of North Bay. I love saying that. And then Yvonne Zhu, who is a winemaker for its Appalachians Cellar.
Yes.
And she'll be pouring her wine at the event on May 16th, back after this.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then CinemaVane handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, CinemaVane would love to care for you. Call CinemaVane 636-8346 or visit SonomaVane.com.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. Good morning, everyone. Celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show, my co-host Emily Ash Lamb. And joining us this morning is Lisa Shung Johnson Foster and winemaker extraordinaire Yvonne Zhu. And Yvonne, I believe you're going to welcome our next guest this morning.
Yes, it's my honor. Zhou Sana Martin. Zhou Sana Martin.
Zhou San, Zhou San.
欢迎你。我们现在在电台的 show， 大家很想听听你讲广东话。
哦，佢系讲要讲，我哋要讲广东话嘅。
开头用广东话同大家打声招呼先啦。
So Yvonne, would you just translate what you just said?
I asked Martin to greet everybody in Cantonese before we turn our language to English.
Martin, thank you for joining all of us
thank
this morning.
You.
Nice
Welcome.
To talk with you again.
My pleasure.
So you're going to coming up to Santa Rosa on the 16th to do a demonstration. What will you be demonstrating for the lucky attendees at the Lanterns and Vines Festival?
Well, you are the good food master, and we know that food brings people together.
Yes.
Connects people and break down barriers and let us all live in harmonious environment. And I'll be using food and cooking demonstration as a tool to bring people together, to educate them, to entertain them. So this is what I love. It's my passion. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to break down a chicken and break the world record in less than 18 seconds.
Ooh.
And I'll show people how to do healthy, delicious dish in less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
And will they get to eat the dish that you are demonstrating? Is that part of the experience or not?
I will be actually on stage demonstrate so everybody can watch. And in fact, I might even get hold of a couple of audience to come up and cook along with me and cut along with me.
Oh, so it pays to get the seat in front, huh?
A select few will get to taste Martin's dishes.
Got it.
Well, I think we're competing with the love and affection of your dog. What is your dog's name, Martin?
And the dog won.
My dog is getting so excited that I'm talking to people, talk about food, and my dog is excited.
He heard the word chicken.
See, my dog knows that we're talking about food.
Emily said the dog heard
talk about food and smell. He can visualize.
The dog heard the word chicken and went crazy. I think that's what happened. So
I think. Well, I'm going to say Hello to all my Asian friends. 大家好，早晨。 希望你哋各位咧有一個好嘅禮，周末同埋咧開開心心，relax，同埋咧大家一齊咧出去出邊飲杯茶，聚下舊，見下朋友，同啲親人一齊見面，互相交流。
This is the most Chinese that's ever been spoken on this show in 38 years.
We've read history.
I just have to say hello to my dear Asian friends, not just Chinese, but all Asian friends. That there's a lot of people from a different part of the world coming over here. Like a lot of the Vietnamese, they speak Cantonese. A lot of the Singaporean, a lot of Malaysian, they all speak Cantonese. So that's why we say hello to wish them a happy weekend, a nice weekend getting together with the families and everything. So,
and we love hearing it. It's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And I believe that you work with Yvonne in a joint wine project, correct?
Yes. Yvonne is definitely one of the most talented, most experienced, most gung-ho wine master. And she has worked really, really hard for the last many, many years to bring the wine and the appreciation of good wine from Napa Valley and Sonoma to the world. So I team up with her in a number of events, particularly in non-profit organization fundraising event. We do it together side by side. And, you know, food and wine go hand in hand together. So, you know, when you have good food, you should have good wine. And then I think that's the reason why with her hard work and dedication and involvement, California wine had become very, very popular and exported to Asia, all over China, Taiwan, Hong Kong. And I think we all say thank you to Yvonne for her hard work and dedication to bring California wine to the wines, to the world stage and to all the top restaurants around the world.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you.
It's very kind words, Martin. And it's wonderful that you're going to be visiting Sonoma County. You're not a stranger to Sonoma County. I remember 15 years ago or so, you did a special presentation at our Sonoma County Library back in 2011. Yeah. And you had a chance to visit with me and Chef John Ash in 2014, right before you visited.
Yeah,
you were on the way to G&G Supermarket to celebrate their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I must be very good that I did a presentation in a library and 15 years, and they never called me back again. And I must have done a very, very good job. Actually, you know what? I do a lot of library presentation because I just published two brand new books, my 36 and 37 cookbook. And this time I'll bring the cookbook there and I'll sign a couple of copy, autograph, a couple of copy for you. But you both have to pay, okay?
Will you be bringing those cookbooks to the event on May 16th?
I will bring the cookbook to the event because this cookbook are not available in any retail market, retail store, not Amazon.com. I only print enough copies for my fans, and I don't want to stock up too much inventory. It become a burden, and I just want to make sure that the people love cooking, love to watch Yankin Cook Show and listen to the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Thank you.
Got an opportunity to
you know, Martin, we all of us, I think, in this room and people listening, the first exposure besides going to their local Chinese restaurant was seeing you on television, a person we had never seen anyone like you talking about Asian cuisine. No, on Chinese cuisine. It was Julia Child, it was Jacques Pepin, or many other European
style. Steve, you know what? The funny thing is, when I was in college in UC Davis as a student, I watched Julia Child, French Chef, and Graham Kerr, and they are the only two cooking show on PBS, and no other network have cooking show. And then I told my roommates that, you know what, they're not only very educational, very good in what they're doing, the great skill, but they're very, very entertaining. Mm. One day, hopefully, I'll be on television. And then since 1978, I was the first Asian chef to host a daily cooking show. And since 1978, it has been around for 48 years and making it the longest. And I'm the first generation of Asian chef to be on television. And now still going strong all over the world. We're broadcast in 65 countries around, reaching about 3 or 4 billion potential audience. Wow. And I feel so fortunate that I have the opportunity to use food to connect with people, to bring people together and break down all the barrier. You know, I remember when I first landed in this country, it's only about 2,000 to 3,000 Asian restaurants. Right before pandemic, you know, the last count, 52,000 Chinese restaurants and 18,000 Asian restaurants, more than any of the fast food chain combined.
Incredible.
So in America, it's a melting pot. And the people come from all over the world, bring their culture, the tradition, the heritage, and of course, good food. America is just like a huge gourmet buffet. Anywhere you go out, you can have all kinds of cuisine. Okay? So,
absolutely.
Barton, it's wonderful to have you on the show, and I look forward to seeing you, as many of our listeners I know will be attending the Asian American Pacific Islander Coalition of the North Bay, the big event happening May 16th, Lanterns and Vines at the Friedman Center. Don't wait. Get tickets now. What is the website, Lisa?
www.aapicnorthbay.org. You can find tickets for sale there until May 8th. Thank you so much, Chef Shan, for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, it's a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit event and a nonprofit organization, and I've been devoting a lot of time to participate, to partner with various a nonprofit organization, and May is the AAPI month. So
yes.
A lot of Asian contribute a great deal to the economy, to education, to the local community. So let's all go out to support this particular event, support the nonprofit organization, and also come and I will say hello to you. I might even give you a big hug.
That.
You're one of a kind, Martin. Thank you again. And just say goodbye to Martin
in
Chinese.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you all.
Okay. 多谢你, Martin.
多谢你, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Martin Yan, the one and the only. Back after this, it's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Our pets aren't just pets, they're family. And at Big Wolf Pets, they're treated that way. Big Wolf Pets has everything to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. And the best part, you can shop anytime, anywhere. Visit BigWoofPets.com and get your pet's favorite things delivered right to your door. Big Wolf is a small local business in Lafayette. So when you're in the neighborhood, bring your pet and say hi. Support small business. Visit BigWoofPets.com. Big Wolf Pets, because our pets deserve the best.
Hey, North Bay, looking for a job? The Sonoma County Airport will be hosting our annual career fair on May 14th from noon to 3 at the Vine Jet Hangar, and you're invited. Employers in aviation, finance, shipping, wine, and more will be on site and ready to take your resume. Free parking and free to attend. For more information, head to SonomaCountyAirport.org/jobfair. That's SonomaCountyAirport.org/jobfair. We'll see you there.
Does anyone even listen to the radio anymore?
You're listening right now, aren't you? And you aren't the only one. Every week, our stations reach over 200,000 people in Sonoma County.
When you use radio to advertise, local is everything. You want as many local ears on your message as possible. And when you advertise with us at locally owned Sonoma Media Group, we can target your ad to every demographic from teens to seniors.
Our local radio stations have dedicated audiences who listen regularly. When you advertise consistently, you're building a customer base and brand recognition that over time will increase your revenue and build your business.
Our marketing and creative teams are ready to help you create effective radio and digital messages that'll convert listeners into customers.
When the need arises for your services, make sure it's your business the listener remembers.
Sonoma Media Group has your marketing strategy covered with radio, digital, and print advertising. Learn more at Sonoma Media Group.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
in the KSRO kitchen the last few minutes talking about lanterns and vines. And what a wonderful conversation with Martin.
Oh, loved it.
And Martin did this. He reached out to do this event, didn't he?
Well, Yvonne spoke with him about it when we were in cahoots, you know, making this happen. But he's changed his flight schedule to make sure he could come to this. That's how important it is to him.
Why?
So when we had this initial conversation and, you know, we shared our vision, because AAPIC is new to the North Bay in the last 5 years. It was formed after the pandemic, kind of just to support those experiencing Asian hate. And he said, you know, for so long, I was the only person in the room. Of course, I understand your plight, and I want to be there to support it. So he literally changed his schedule to come. He's not only going to do a demo, he's signing books. He wants to get to know the people, whether they're Asian or not, that are here to support this.
That's really beautiful. And I know that Michelle Wood, who was actually in the studio with us a while back, recently last year bought the wonderful, loved Jimtown store and is kind of transitioning this to make it her own, reflecting her own heritage, her Asian heritage.
Yes. She even hosted a huge, basically a mini festival of her own for Lunar New Year. And recently, Guy Fieri stopped by. He was just blown away because her whole focus is, you know, she's not going to completely change Jimtown, but she wants to bring seasonal flavors, Asian flavors. She's doing banh mi. She did like a sesame tiramisu recently.
She is a force. She really is.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's doing this pretty much all on her own, taking this on this beloved Jimtown store. Now it's called Jimtown and Dim Sum, isn't it?
Yes, and then some.
Mm-hmm. Well, so she'll be at the event.
She is, and you'll love what she's doing. She's specifically featuring Cantonese street food to really give you that night market vibe.
I love it. And also a secret Cantonese street food, right? It's all secret. I love it. Well,
we're trying to unveil it there, right? So it's part of the if you know vibe.
Got it.
It's Lanterns and Vines, an elevated night market experience, showcasing AAPI food and wine pairings, featuring special guest Martin Yan, but also get a chance to meet wonderful winemaker Yvonne Zhu and taste some of her Appalachian's cellars wines, which thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
It was wonderful meeting you and tasting this glorious Sauvignon Blanc.
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
And named after your daughter.
Yes.
Edelweiss.
What a name.
Edelweiss.
I hope she's listening.
I'll be singing that song all the way home. Lisa, thank you for organizing this and bringing all these wonderful celebrities to our attention this morning, and chefs and people whose heart are in the right place.
Thank you so much. It's really so amazing that we're able to do this for the North Bay. Literally the first event of its kind featuring all AAPI vintners and chefs.
Incredible.
So we know this is going to be a sellout. So is there a end to the ticket sales, or what's happening?
Ticket sales end May 8th. And actually right now, Rena Charles Gallery is offering a special match for every ticket purchase this weekend in honor of AAPI Heritage Month.
Okay. Best way to access the website is
AAPINorthBay.org. AAPICNorthBay.org.
Okay.
Or on Facebook or Instagram, AAPICNB.
NB or North Bay.
Yes.
Get the tickets, find out all the information, and support this great organization. Thank you very much, Yvonne.
Thank you,
Lisa. Emily Ash, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks, everyone. What a great day.
We will reconvene next Saturday in the KSRO Kitchen.
It's
Have a great week, listeners. Talk to you then.
Talk K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Spirit Airlines announcing it's going out of business, canceling all flights and customer service immediately, dogged by rising costs and debt.